Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Alrighty, welcome back. Now I will be able to post everything because I'm keeping the segment sizes down to about 15 minutes. Any comments, John, on what we're talking about here, and also you, Frieda?
Well, I think you know, it's an interesting thing. Frieda and I are both saying Trump's doing a great job, and we're doing it for different reasons. We both agree we think he needs to be more presidential. But I think at this point, that ship has sailed. If he started switching now, he'd lose, I think, more of his core people, because now he's becoming a politician and he's not going to stand up for me anymore. So I think at this point, the costs are worse than the benefits. You know, if he'd have come in two years ago and started making the change, I think we would have seen a benefit from him doing that. We know that he's able to walk into arenas with world leaders, and they listen to him. They listened to him before because of his business acumen. So, you know, he's not losing anything that way. Now, the media is butchering him because they don't want to talk about the good things he's doing, so they can focus on this all day long. And that's the downside. But, the great thing here is, you know, Frieda and I are both saying he's doing a good job. He could be better. And, you know, that's what I take away from this conversation. I don't even, Frieda, what do you think?
Yeah, you're right. You're always right, can I tell you. But no, this time you're all right.
Talk to my wife, please. No.
I'll give you my number. Here's the truth. The truth is that I'll talk to your wife, and the second part is that, yes, you're right. He's appealed to blue-collar workers, men who are frustrated economically, who have not graduated college, and he does have a voice for them. But my take on this also is that he has a voice for a population that is supporting Biden. And that population is our people who are middle class, who want to be helped economically. And he's the one that's taking care of them. The only thing is they forget. They identify with this politician more.
Right.
So he could accumulate even more votes on both sides by talking to those people. He is changing the country for everybody. Low income, middle class, upper income, the wealth of our country, you name it. So his votes should not be a problem. The problem is the socialistic kind of point of view that is being given to our country. You'll have free college,
yes.
You'll have free medical care, you'll have free whatever, free. But then there's a huge price to take with that. Taxes will be much higher. We're going to get a man who's a weak leader. We're not going to feel as safe in our country.
We won't be able to be as safe. He said it. He goes, I'm for order, for law, and a little bit of order. In the debate, he said it out loud.
So who do you call when you need the police? Who do you call?
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters. No, I go into my gun safe. That's why I have the right tone and guns to defend myself.
There
so you
go.
Have a gun, and it's in a safe place. You know, that's another topic. We're going to have our own guns to protect ourselves. People
That's
are
right.
They're buying guns now because there's nobody to call, except maybe we should go into business for Ghostbusters. Don't tell anybody, but it's not a bad idea. Just the three
exactly.
of us.
Exactly.
It's just such a convoluted time that we do live in here, that in reality, when you look at why people vote, it's so superficial. You know, they voted for Kennedy because he was better looking than Nixon. They voted for
That's what the data shows.
That's what they said. Nixon was sweating. Nixon prepared a whole day, a whole week. I think that was the first debate that they ever had. And Kennedy went on vacation. He had a good time. He came back suntanned, rested, you know, was in control. And Nixon was sweating because he had to memorize the lines, which never works. I can make notes and notes, Al.
Never.
And that never works because it's all scripted and it's boring. But, yeah, so we vote for very superficial reasons. And the
That's
fear
right.
is that he's not presidential. But the real fear is that what we're hearing from Biden is really not something that this country wants as a president. And that's what we have to see to decipher from the two messages. But people are not always analytical. They're not like your daughter, Al, and my son, the computer guy, whatever. You know, they're not thinking about what's going on. No, this is the way it's supposed to be. He's not a president. This is not the way it's supposed to look. And people really do not think for themselves. And when that happens,
That's right.
it's dangerous. And then it does become socialistic country. You know, when we're talking about people who want this are people who are having difficulty making it on their own. People who feel that they need help from the government. My parents didn't have any money, and they did not take a penny from the government, voted Republican because they said everybody should pull their own weight. This is a country where we have entrepreneurs, where we have capitalism, where we have motivation to succeed. I told a patient of mine who has millions in investments, do not give your children anything. Wait, let them be productive themselves. The best feeling you have is if you do something yourself. Even people when they're older, 65 and older, it's dangerous to retire. It takes away from
Absolutely.
Your community. You need motivation. You need production to feel good about yourself. Taking from other people is not the same thing. And when you're looking at people who are unemployed, low-income people, they need to have a resource for themselves. And that's exactly what Al and I are doing, interviewing those people.
That's right.
Make it on your own, not from the government. Give a message as a role model. What can other people do like you? You were a gang member? How did you get out of being a gang member? Why did you leave that? What did you do to make that difference? How did you think of that? Someone else's mind is going to go cling. Maybe I can do something, whatever that is. So
right.
he got into a gang member, which is very interesting. He said they came. How many people were in his family? Kids, nine kids, seven kids. He came with a box of pastries. And he said, if you belong to this gang, you can have some pastries. That's how underprivileged he was. They have yeah. camaraderie. They have
wow.
parents that they never had, as you mentioned, John, a few segments ago. A father yep. they never had to take care of them. These kids have to take care of mothers who are often on drugs, alcohol,
Absolutely.
Overworked, have to steal and get killed because they don't have any money for their family. They become the parents. All this is wrapped up in what's going on in our society with socialism. It's going to keep the underprivileged. They're
you know,
not
that's... That's exactly true. You guys, we've been going now for about 33 minutes. Any final words? We'll start with you, Johnny. Final words?
I think she hit on the thing right there. That creates dependence.
Right.
And people who derive power from other people being dependent upon them, it's a scary thing. And I see that that's the way Joe Biden is working. That's what he's doing. I mean, look at his platform. Go read his website, and you will see that's what it's all about. And that scares me to death, because you build that dependence, people lose their independence, and they lose their motivation to be a decent human being. And that creates all this unrest. It creates people who think it's okay to go and destroy somebody's business that they spent three decades building.
Yeah.
And they don't think anything about it. Oh, they have insurance. Except for most people's insurance are have exclusions, acts of war and riots. And they don't have that. I talk to people in New York when when I was there a few weeks ago, and that was what they were saying. They lost hundreds of thousands of dollars when people went through and rioted in their stores because that was an exemption in their insurance coverage, and they're paying for it.
Yeah. Well, let me say this. I want to stress once more, we got a big audience. We got a lot of people listening to this. Anyone who has either opposing views or similar views, all you have to do is send me an email, alcorlin@gmail.com, or give me a call, 360-606-1874. Dr. Birnbaum, what's cooking?
What's really cooking is that when you look at Trump, he's what we need to aspire to be. He's exactly the role model of somebody who's made billions and who's motivated, an entrepreneur, a businessman. He's everywhere. He has energy. He's 74. Let's forget about it. Even for 47, reverse those numbers. He has more energy.
That's right.
Than most. When you look at this guy, doesn't he make you feel like you should be out there fighting for yourself and doing what needs to be done and having that kind of positive energy? That's the message he's giving our country. Go out,
hope,
and take it and get what you want. And that's what we love about him.
Okay, any comments, please give them to us. All of us are going to be going over the comments today. Again, I want to say one last time, anybody who wants to come on this forum and voice their opinion, you got it.
Good. Okay.
Okay.
Good deal.
Yeah, we'll see where this goes. We went quite a ways on that. We'll see where we went. Let's see, 28 and 39 minutes.
Wow.
But that's okay. Let's see what we get. I'll put it up right now.
We do very well together. We bounce off of each other.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we really do. That's a fun part. And
Let's see where we're at next week. Now, I'm under the impression, with my very limited medical knowledge, that once you are tested positive, it takes about 5 days for the disease to finally become apparent. Is that correct?
Yeah. 4 days, something like 4 days, I heard.
Once you get infected with it, it takes about 4 days to start manifesting symptoms, and that's usually when people go and find out that they're positive.
Yes.
So it's already manifested itself because most of the places, you know, most people don't want to go spend $180 to go get swabbed to find out, oh, I just wanted to know if I was, you know, sick or not. Well, you know, if you're running a fever, that's a sign something's going on. So that's when you go get swabbed, not beforehand. Now, I work at a hospital, so I get swabbed all the time. I've had the blood tests, at one point it looked like I had it. And the virologist at my hospital says it looks like I have the T-cell immunity because I never developed the antibodies. So it doesn't show up in my blood.
You know, John, also with antibodies in the feel you're immune to it, now they're saying, the latest thing they're saying is that may not last forever either. It could be a few months you test it again and you don't have that immunity. So things are changing. The reports are changing. And my son had all the symptoms. He had a temperature. He had diarrhea, vomiting, sweating. You name it. Had it.
Night sweats.
Night sweats at 102 temperature, higher than that at night. He didn't have the virus. He was tested. He didn't have it. Figure. I mean, he got sick from something else.
And there's so many things out there that are very similar to it. I mean, we have the human coronavirus that's out there too. We have rhinovirus that can cause this. I mean, if this is just one of a multitude of things, and that's part of the problem that my peers in the medical community are discussing. It's like, wow, what happens when we get the real deal, the real killer virus? That, you know, whatever you want to call it, zombie apocalypse or whatever, people are going to look at you, yeah, we did this with COVID and it destroyed the country. We're not moving. And we're going to have a real catastrophe on our hands.
Can't wait. Sounds like fun.
Oh no, it doesn't. Not even close. Okay,
I
guys,
watch that in the movie instead of real life? I would prefer that.
Yeah, I would too.
It sounds so surreal.
I'm going to cut this, you guys, and I'm going to put it all up on the site right now. Okay?
Okay, have a great
Excellent.
Weekend, everybody.
Excellent. Awesome. And I'm on my way to go see my patient. So y'all have a great, great afternoon, a great weekend.
You enjoyed it also. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
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 To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.